Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll-free 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Open forum this hour for the entire hour. Jimmy Akin here taking your calls. I am Cy Kellett, your host. And open forum means any question you've got on the life or faith of the Catholic Church, any question you've got on a religious issue, a moral issue, you're welcome to bring those questions forward. The number, if you would like to participate in open forum, 888-318-7884. But also, we're in the last hour, Jimmy. Yeah. We are in the last hour of this quarter's pledge drive to maintain and grow Catholic Answers Live. So if you have not made it to the phones yet, that number, 888-291-8000, can you support Catholic Answers Live? Also, you can go CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your donation online.
Mm-hmm. And as you said, this is the last hour, and we're not even going to be talking about this for the full hour, you know, because we're going to be taking questions. But we really need to hear from you right now. We had a goal of $30,000 today. We did not make our goal Monday when it was only 28,000.
Yeah.
We didn't make it Monday. We almost made it yesterday. But today we really need your help because we're not going to be able to talk about this on air for another 3 months. We really try to keep the amount of fundraising low. And thus far, we've been successful with that. But if we don't hear from people, then we have some painful choices to make. We either need to come back on the air and do more fundraising, or we have to look at making cuts because the show cannot survive and certainly cannot keep expanding without your support. So right now is when we need to hear from you. The number is 888-291-8000, and the website is CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's very important we hear from you because we're getting right down to the wire. And we know that you would hate to have something happen to Catholic Answers Live or to have to see it shrink and not be doing all of the spiritual good it's doing for not just you, but people around the country and around the world. So by all means, please be generous. As we've mentioned, you know, there's a spiritual foundation to giving. St. Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians that God loves a cheerful giver. God loves people who give cheerfully, and God will love you if you're one of those people. Also, he blesses those who share with the ones who teach them God's word. That's what we're trying to do here on Catholic Answers Live day in and day out. So if you've benefited from that teaching, if you've benefited intellectually, emotionally, spiritually, however, and it is likely a combination of all those things, however we've benefited you, please help us do that for you in the future and for other people too. As we often mention on the show, there is a set of people that we'll never know about in this life. Occasionally, we're contacted by people who, I mean, not occasionally, but frequently,
right,
we're contacted by people who say, you know, your show led me back to the church or into the church or back to God. And all of those things are wonderful to hear. But for every one person who calls and tells us that, there are a large number of people who have benefited from the show in those same ways that we don't hear from and won't hear from until the next life. And so if you're one of the people who helps the show go forward and do its work, you will be finding out in the next life about all the people, all the souls that were saved because of what you helped do. So right now, please be generous. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And we have some more people who have been calling in. We want to say a very special thank you to Edwin in New York, who's made a monthly pledge. Helen in New Jersey has given us $1,000. So
Alan,
that shows us that there are people out there who God has blessed, not just financially, but blessed with the gift of generosity. And Yes?
I have a little news in that regard, but
okay.
I'm going to let you finish here.
Okay, well, these are wonderful. Our news may overlap because also wanted to say thank you to Curtis in Belfield, North Dakota, who donated $250. Robert in Georgia is a Protestant, and he sees enough value in the show that he donated $500. So thank you, Robert, and thank you to all, actually, the Protestants and other non-Catholics who listen and who see value in the show. And it just shows you, if someone who's not Catholic sees enough value in the show to donate $500, then by all means, if you're a Catholic, you know, please help us out. Even our separated brethren recognize the value of what we're doing here and are willing to support it, which is awesome. So please support it as well. And then we have some breaking news. We have a $5,000 matching gift from Omaha, Nebraska. And so we want to say a very special thank you to that donor who wishes to remain anonymous. And we want to challenge you. We've got less than an hour now to meet that brand new $5,000 challenge. So let's get going. Let's get people on the phone so that we can do our best to meet that challenge in the very short time we have remaining to us today.
Essentially means that that donor in Omaha, Nebraska has said if you give a dollar, they're going to match that dollar. So it's a double.
It effectively doubles it. So you're
right.
Being challenged to match the $5,000 that the Omaha, Nebraska donor is giving us. Let's pull out the stops and do our best to meet that $5,000 challenge in the next hour.
Less than an hour to go in the pledge drive here at Catholic Answers Live. $5,000 match on the table right now. Let's take advantage of every dollar of that, please. 888-291-8000. And as Jimmy said, we're not going to spend the whole hour talking about this. We're going to get to calls. It's open forum. We're going to make sure we do what we're here to do, answer questions. And Jimmy, we go to Carlo listening in Wilson, New York on 101.7 FM. Carlo, you are on with Jimmy Akin.
Hey, Gus. Can you hear me okay?
Very well.
Hey, Jimmy. Hey, Sai. Thanks for taking my call. So my question is concerning our Catholic understanding of actual grace and the good works prepared for us by the Father beforehand. You know, I apologize. I probably should have read the passage first in context, but this was a question that I just came up with on the whim.
That's okay. I know the passage you mean. Hello, Carlo?
Are you there?
Yeah, we're here. Carlo, what's your question?
Okay. Oh, you didn't hear the question the first time? It was concerning our Catholic understanding of actual grace, and does this correspond to the good works prepared for us by the Father from the foundations of the world or the beginning of time?
Yeah, so there is a correspondence there, but one has to be a little careful. So actual grace, for those who may not be aware of what that is actual grace refers to the helps that God gives us in order to do good things. So if you're thinking about doing something good, like, say, supporting Catholic Answers Live, then God gives you a special grace to help you do those things, and that's called actual grace. It's different than sanctifying grace, which is the grace that – it's a stable grace that's not given to us to help us do actions but just to make us holy and to have God's spiritual life within us. So think of actual grace as the grace that helps you act. And sure, God ordained from all eternity – which means from outside of time, that we would do good works. And so he correspondingly planned to give us actual grace from outside of time to help us do those good works. Now, we need to be a little careful in that we can think of things as if God were really inside of time, as if he were like back at, you know, sitting just before the Big Bang,
Right.
And he's back there in time before the Big Bang thinking,
just
okay.
Just waiting around to give us.
Yeah, in 2017, I'm going to give Jimmy the grace to answer this question or something.
I see.
But that's not the way it works. God isn't inside time back before the Big Bang. He's outside of time at all times. And so if you want to think about it this way, he's sitting alongside every moment in time interacting with every other moment in time because he's creating all of those moments. So he's interacting with all of those moments. It's kind of like if you stand back and look at a mural and you see all of the mural at once, that's the kind of perspective God has on time. And so it's not like he's at one end of the painting thinking about a later stage in the painting. He's right alongside it at every moment.
888-318-7884 is the number if you would like to be on with Jimmy Akin. Open forum today if you would like to support Catholic Answers Live. And please do. We have a $5,000 match on the table right now from a very generous donor in Omaha, Nebraska. And we thank that donor. And we thank you if you would right now pick up that phone and call 888-291-8000 to support Catholic Answers Live. We go now to Charlotte in Houston, Texas, listening on 1430 AM. Charlotte, what's your question?
Well, our family actually came from Czechoslovakia, from Europe. We've been Catholics for, like, in the beginning, maybe 1,500 years.
Mm-hmm.
All of our families, and oh, three brothers came and three sisters, and we speak Czech and all.
Cool.
And, of course, we're Catholics, and most people that are married into the family are Catholics, but anyway, my dad had 11 children, and of course,
what's your question for me? I want to make sure I can give you the best answer I can in the time we have available.
Yes. I'm wondering why people like me are not mentioned in the Bible. I was actually born, I'm a child of the Father, the same as Jesus, and the same as all of the believers. But I was born a hermaphrodite. I was born in both sexes. And mom had me in a beautiful dress. I was 14. But I married a woman, and I had a child with her.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't marry us in court. They didn't know what to do. So we just got our own marriage license, and, of course, we got married. But now, anyway, she's living with my daughter in New Mexico, and we're apart. We love each other. But I'm thinking about getting married to see if I can have a child as a woman, because I was literally born both sexes. I don't believe we're even mentioned in the Bible.
Yeah.
And we can't even talk to other people about it because we're like condemned to like bad, like no, like.
Well, let me set your mind at rest on a couple of scores. The reason that's my take on why people with hermaphroditism aren't mentioned in Scripture is because it's a rare condition. It's not very common, and it also wasn't well understood back then. And so, between those two factors, between it being an uncommon condition and between it not being well understood in the ancient world, it didn't tend to come up. And, you know, the Bible is actually not a very long work. It's, you know, maybe 1,500 pages, depending on the edition you're reading. And it mostly is covering things that occurred on a much more regular basis. And so there's not space in the Bible to cover every topic. And things that are less common, like hermaphroditism, tend not to be mentioned simply for that reason. The other thing, though, that I want to say to you is the Catholic Church does not regard your condition as shameful. It doesn't regard you as bad. It doesn't regard your condition as something shameful or evil or anything like that. It's simply one of the things that happens from time to time. We live in a fallen world. We all have various medical issues. And they emerge at different times in life. Some of them emerge when we're older. Some of them emerge for some people when they're very young. And you happen to have this as a medical condition from the time you were young, but there's nothing to be ashamed about in that. You didn't cause this. It's not common, but you didn't cause it, and so there's no reason to be ashamed here. In terms of what your options are regarding marriage and so forth, I would recommend that you consult specialists, because there are people in the Catholic Church who specialize in moral theology and who can get more facts about your situation than I can on the air, and therefore can give you better advice. And so I would recommend that you contact the National Catholic Bioethics Center. And their website is NCB Center. That's NCB for National Catholic Bioethics, NCBCenter.com. ncbcenter.org. And I just go to their website, ncbcenter.org. They have an online contact form, and you can contact them and ask for a consultation. And then they can help you explore your options from there. And they'll have the same understanding attitude that, because they represent they specialize in representing the church's moral theology, and they will also recognize there's nothing shameful here. It's simply another medical condition like all others, and they're there to help serve you and everybody else in sorting out how to navigate the waters of what modern technology means for how we can proceed in a moral way as we navigate some of these complex issues. That's what they're there for. They're the experts in that, and I'd suggest you contact them. Again, their website is ncbcenter.org for the National Catholic Bioethics Center. And God bless you.
And thank you so much for that call. And Jimmy, while you're speaking, we're now under 45 minutes. So
yes,
I wanted to just kind of come back to that for a quick minute. We're now under 45 minutes left in our time of appealing to you for your support for Catholic Answers Live. Catholic Answers Live all over the world now is answering people's questions, faith questions, moral questions, questions having to do with the life of the family, with marriage, all those kinds of things. And we're so happy to be able to do that. I am enjoying just sitting here. I kind of look on my screen and I see a call from YouTube Live, a call from Facebook Live. That's exciting to see. It means that the gospel's kind of creeping in all the different cracks and crevices of the internet. It's out there available for people. That, to me, I just feel so inspired when I see that. And let's say you're watching on Facebook Live now or YouTube Live. Someone else made that possible. Donors made this studio that we're sitting in possible, made it possible for us to buy the cameras and the lights and all those kind of things. Make it possible for someone else in the next thing that comes along to receive the gift of Catholic Answers Live, the gift of good, healthy, wholesome Catholic answers that can genuinely make a difference in people's lives. As a matter of fact, we know every day they are transforming people's lives. The number 888-291-8000. I will especially encourage you to call right now because we have a $5,000 match from a wonderful donor in Omaha, Nebraska, who's remaining anonymous. 888-291-8000. Help us use up every dollar of that match. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and give online.
And we have people who are already responding to the $5,000 match.
All right.
Jean from Colorado is giving $100, and she said specifically she's contributing because she heard about the matching gift from Omaha, and she's originally from there. So that's great. Also, we have a $200 monthly donation coming from Houston, Texas. So that would be $2,400 a year. That goes a long way.
Wow, it does.
To helping us meet that $5,000 matching gift. But we still need to hear from you because we only have a little bit of time left in this hour to talk about this. So by all means, help us meet that $5,000 matching goal. The way to do that is by calling 888-291-8000. Once again, the number is 888-291-8000. We have customer service folks standing by right now to help you out so that you can help us meet that matching challenge and keep all of our apostolic work going. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate safely and securely anytime, day or night, on our secure, tested Catholic Answers Radio server.
And we have a few thank you gifts we'd like to give you if you're able to give at different levels. One of the things that is the lifeblood of Catholic Answers Live is the monthly pledge. So maybe you could pledge $18 a month or more. Any pledge of $18 a month or more, or a one-time gift of $200, we're going to be able to send you two thank you gifts. One is the book Temptations. Where they come from, what they mean, and how to defeat them by Father P.J. Michel. And then one is Last Testament in his own words, Pope Benedict XVI in an interview with Peter Sewald, who is has done four of these books, every single one of them. I'm just myself, I think he just can't get better. We have a pope, a man who is a pope and one of the great theologians in the history of the church who speaks so frankly and directly and humanly in these books. We'd love to send you that.
And you know what? This is the only interview with a former pope in history because, well,
I never thought of
there
that.
Are past former popes, but they didn't give interviews. And so this is a unique thing. I mean, this is the first papal exit interview in history.
Wow. Wow. And it's Last Testament, but I'm hoping for Last Testament Part 2.
I always hope for more from him. He's such a genius.
If you're able then to give at the $500 level, maybe you're one of those folks who's especially blessed, you can give $500, $1,000, maybe $2,000, a beautiful gift of $200 a month that Jimmy just mentioned.
And I've just been told we have another $200 monthly gift from Portland, Oregon. So that's wonderful. We're well on our way to meet that matching gift challenge, but we still need people's help. We need them to call 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And if they're able to donate $500 or more, what will they get?
Well, we will be able to add to the other gifts that we're able to send. One of the in the Catholic Encounter series from the Augustine Institute, which they always do magnificent work. Dr. Edward Sree, often a guest here on Catholic Answers Live, has written a book, Who Am I to Judge? But this is the DVD set. Mm-hmm. For that book. It's a book about moral relativism. It helps you to answer moral relativism, as you were saying, one of the great challenges of our time, maybe the greatest challenge of our time, answering moral relativism, really the illogic and the uncharity that is part of moral relativism.
I love DVDs because when you watch a DVD presentation, it's like reading a book without having to do the reading part. So it's awesome. Yeah. You get the benefit without the work.
Right. Yeah, there you go. But it also comes with a book, Jimmy. It comes with the workbook to help you work your way through it. We'd love to give you those. Thank you so much for everyone who has helped us as we've gone through these days of the pledge drive. But we are into the final minutes now of the pledge drive here on Catholic Answers Live, the final minutes. And so if you have been thinking about supporting Catholic Answers Live, if the Lord has put it on your heart, or if you have received, as Jimmy said, the actual grace to support Catholic, well, respond to that grace.
Yeah,
we're also answering questions this hour from Facebook Live. Jimmy, Phil says, I have a question about autism or developmental disabilities. My son's IQ is below 70.
Okay.
Because of this lack of cognitive ability to make decisions, can he, that is his son, willfully commit mortal sin?
The answer is going to depend somewhat on what his level of cognitive impairment is. My understanding is that intellectual disability is diagnosed at IQs below 70, but there's quite a range of IQ levels below 70. You know, I know that IQs are sometimes listed, I've seen them listed as 35. And they may even go lower than that on the scales. And you know, some people are pre-verbal and, you know, not even able to take a verbal-based test, although they have other ways of testing intelligence for people who are pre-verbal. At some point, it's clear that the level of cognitive ability is such that one is not able to commit a mortal sin because one is not able to do it with adequate knowledge and full consent of the will, to make deliberate consent to something you know this is a mortal sin. And so for a lot of people with developmental issues like this, they're not going to be committing mortal sin. The action is still objectively grave if they do it, but they're not able to give the kind of knowing, informed, deliberate consent to it that would result in the action being a mortal sin. And so that means for those people, even though they face challenges in this life as a result of their cognitive disability, they, if they're baptized, they're guaranteed heaven. So, I don't know in Phil's case, I don't know enough about the IQ scales, and specifically, I don't know where his son is on it, just below 70. So I don't know for sure in his son's case, but there is a good likelihood, depending on where he is on the IQ scale and what mental abilities he has, there's a good likelihood that he may well not be able to commit a mortal sin, in which case, as long as he's been baptized, we have God's promise of grace to your son in a way that he's not capable of losing. And so that's a great consolation when one has a child or any other loved one who is facing this kind of challenge.
Would you say it's a blessing to us to have such a holy person as our brother in faith then?
All people are blessings.
Amen, brother. Amen to that. Thanks so much for that question. We're about to head into the break, but before we do, I will remind you the number 888-291-8000. If you are able to support Catholic Answers Live, we're coming up in just a few minutes. It'll be the last half hour of this pledge drive. CatholicAnswersRadio.com is where you can go online if you are able and willing to support Catholic Answers Live. 888-291-8000 is the number. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Jimmy Akin is taking your questions. It's open forum today, and we're not shortchanging you. We're going to take plenty of questions in the next half hour, but it's a great time to get to the phones now. Got a little break here. You won't miss anything. 888-291-8000. Can you support Catholic Answers Live?
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the Internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. So happy to have you with us on a Thursday. Open forum today on Catholic Answers Live. Lots of calls, lots more calls to come up. 888-318-7884 is the number if you would like to get in line and if you have a question for Jimmy Akin on any aspect of the life or faith of the church, any aspect of religious or moral concerns, all welcome. 888-318-7884 is that number. Also, we are now approaching the last half hour of the pledge drive. We have a $15,000 goal for this hour.
We're approaching it rapidly in like 12 seconds.
Yeah, 11 so, actually. No, it's only 10 actually. No.
Well, rather than tell people that, let's tell them something useful. Like the number to call is 888-291-8000 because it is the last half hour that we're going to be able to talk about this for the next 3 months. We really need to hear from you now. We have that $5,000 challenge. We'd love to have your help in meeting that $5,000 challenge from a very generous donor in Omaha, Nebraska. And we won't make it without your help. So this is the time we need to hear from you. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And you can also donate at CatholicAnswersRadio.com anytime, day or night, 24/7, whether you're in the United States or not. We know very many people benefit from us all around the world, and we need their support too, because that's how we reach people all over the world, is by having the support of donors just like you. You know that you want to be a good person, you want to do God's work, you want to help save souls, and here is an opportunity for you to do that. By all means, contact us. Call toll-free while we have the customer service folks standing by, 888-291-8000. They're there. They're waiting. They're ready to help you. And you can donate 24 hours a day, no matter where you are, even after today, by going to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And thank you so much for doing so.
888-291-8000 is the number. If you are looking for the number to support Catholic Answers Live, it really is a time of great, wonderful, fantastic, exciting growth at Catholic Answers Live. So I want to make sure we're communicating that message to you. While we come to you and ask you for your help, what your help is doing is, in addition to hundreds of radio stations that are broadcasting Catholic Answers Live every weekday, maybe every day I suppose it might be broadcast on weekends as well. In addition to that, also streaming on services all around the internet now, Facebook Live, YouTube Live, Periscope. Almost 1,000 videos on YouTube that people go and access, and many other ways, including podcasts and whatnot. We're getting it out there.
And we're coming to television soon if people support us so that we can afford to produce the television show.
That's right. Those action sequences aren't going to film themselves.
there won't be a lot of action sequences, but we do need people's help. It involves editing. It involves a whole lot of technical expertise and equipment.
Right.
So we do need people's help. The number to call again, 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. We really need your help, and we really appreciate your help.
888-291-8000 is that number. But as I said, we're not going to neglect calls this hour. We go to Shelley in New England, watching us on YouTube Live. Shelley, your question for Jimmy Akin.
Hi, Jimmy. Nice to speak with you.
Likewise.
Hi. I have a friend who was atheist, and he had a near-death experience. And since then, I've kind of taken an interest in learning more about, you know, near-death experience, how, and it's interesting, you start looking through it and you see people who have gone through hell and back and gone to heaven and experienced all those different, you know, parts. And I just wanted to understand, this is a gift from God, as far as I can tell, because it's showing them how they've not been faithful to their faith and to God, but he gives them an opportunity to repent and to go back and do the work of God. What I'd like to know more is about discerning what is real versus what may be made up or may not be real.
In terms of a near-death experience?
Near-death experience and telling the tales of going to hell, going to heaven, and then coming back.
It's a fascinating question. There are several factors to be considered here. The first one is, unfortunately, there are frauds in this area. There was a famous book a few years ago. I don't remember the name of it at the moment, but there was a book about a little boy who allegedly went to heaven with a near-death experience and came back, and it later turned out the whole thing was made up by his father. He was a boy who had a serious medical incident, but the whole thing about his experience, as it was recorded in the book, was something his father made up to make money. So we have to be aware of that. Also, we have to be aware that our own cultural expectations can affect the kind of near-death experience we have. So people who have a Christian upbringing, you know, when they meet a presence in the apparent afterlife after a near-death experience, they may interpret it to be Jesus or an angel. People from another culture with another religious background may interpret it differently. And so there seems to be some degree of coloring that can occur based on one's cultural and religious background in interpreting these experiences. Having said that, there is even a possibility that they are a byproduct of the brain shutting down, that as the different centers in your brain go offline, it may be responsible for some of these experiences. But it's also possible that there is an irreducible core of genuine supernatural experience here. And thus far, the church doesn't have a teaching on that question. Near-death experiences, at least the organized study of near-death experiences, is something that's actually very new, and medical technology, because now it's possible to bring somebody back from a situation that otherwise would have been fatal.
Right.
A lot more people are having and reporting these experiences now, whereas in the past they may have had them and then just passed into the hereafter, couldn't report them. So it's kind of a new area, and the church hasn't had a chance yet to thoroughly investigate these. So my attitude towards them is to be open but not overly credulous of them, because there are some things to watch out for here. I think it's great that your friend has a renewed interest in the spiritual as a result of this experience. I don't challenge his or her experience. I wasn't there, so I can't know one way or another. But I'm sure he or she had an experience. It's just a question of what's the nature of it, what was the ultimate cause of it. And for that, I would say, I would treat it as an invitation to look more deeply at the reasons to be Christian, because Christianity has a very detailed study of the reasons for the Christian faith. Not every faith has this, but Christianity really does. It's the field known as apologetics. And here at Catholic Answers, we do apologetics all the time. We have a lot of resources, many of them available online for free. And I would say your friend could look at this experience as an invitation to study the faith more closely and the reasons for it. And ultimately, I would say it's those objective reasons, the reasons we have for showing that God exists and that Jesus really did rise from the dead, those objective reasons can provide a firm foundation for the faith. I would look at the near-death experience more as an invitation to examine those aspects of life, because as long as there is a debate in one's mind about, well, was this a genuinely supernatural experience? Could my cultural heritage be coloring this? It's not as firm a foundation as looking at the actual arguments that support the Christian faith. And so I would view it as an invitation to explore that. And we have a lot of things at Catholic Answers to help out with that. Like I said, many of them are free. But also I'd recommend in particular a book I wrote just recently came out called A Daily Defense. And it's a very easy-to-read book. It goes just a page a day. It goes through in 365 days answers to all kinds of challenges to the Christian faith, and it ends up covering things like the arguments for God's existence and why we know Jesus rose from the dead, and it does so in a very convenient and easy-to-read way that might help your friend.
Thank you so much, Shelley. So happy to have you watching on YouTube Live.
Yeah.
We're actually going to take a real quick break here, and we'll be right back. But I'll let you know we're coming up on just 20 minutes left. And so if you haven't made your call yet, we have a $5,000 match this hour. 888-291-8000 is the number. I am Cy Kellett, your host, taking your questions for Open Forum today. Jimmy Akin, and we will be right back on Catholic Answers Live.
We're here for you. Call now. Catholic Answers Live.
A lot of people think that street evangelization involves yelling out of a bullhorn telling people that they're going to hell. Not so with St. Paul's Street Evangelization. Our methods are non-confrontational and effective. We simply offer information on the Catholic faith, along with rosaries, miraculous medals, and prayer. Pope Francis wrote about how beautiful it is to see street preachers joyfully bringing Jesus to every corner of the earth. Street evangelization is fun and fruitful. Join us today at streetevangelization.com.
Call now with your question, 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
And at this very moment, we are at just 20 minutes left in our pledge, in our on-air pledge drive here. If you get a call in after the top of the hour, there will still be people there to take your calls.
Right. Yep.
And we do have a $5,000 match this hour. 888-291-8000 is the number. You can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com anytime and make your donation there. We come to you because Catholic Answers Live depends on you in order to continue to do what we're doing.
And as you said before the break, we now only have less than 20 minutes, not just to talk about this, this for the next 90 days. So we really need to hear from everyone now. We also have less than 20 minutes to talk about the $5,000 matching gift that a very generous donor in Omaha, Nebraska has made. The good news is people are responding to that. We have a $100 gift from Nancy in North Platte, Nebraska, for the matching gift. Also, Gretchen in Pennsylvania has donated $100. Bogdan in Colorado has donated $200. Robert in California has donated $200. I still want to give another shout out to Robert in Georgia, who is a Protestant that donated $500 because he saw so much value in the show. So if our Protestant brethren are seeing value in the show and donating, please, if you're Catholic, donate as well. Don't let them show you up. We're all on the same team here. You want to support your own team. So give us a call, 888-291-8000, the number to call, 888-291-8000. And the website is CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000. You yourself can be part of a team that is reaching out to people who maybe no longer accept the moral teaching of the Catholic Church or just struggle with obstacles in the way of fully living out the life of faith. You can become an occasion of grace in the lives of those people, an occasion of grace in the lives of people you will probably not meet this side of eternity, but will be a great reunion when, in fact, you do. That's why we do what we do here at Catholic Answers Live, because God is good and he wants everyone to share in the graces that he is pouring out constantly on all of us. We want people to be able to access those graces, both because they intellectually maybe are able to overcome a difficulty, but also because they are encouraged spiritually that they are part of God's people, and that that God's people is alive and vibrant. When you give to Catholic Answers Live, you in fact share that message with millions and millions of people. And we know that because we've got almost 6 million hits on the YouTube videos that we post. So it's good stuff, lots of good stuff going on at Catholic Answers Live. We're very happy to be able to come to you and ask you for your generosity to dig deep and support Catholic Answers Live, because the work that is being done is indeed transforming lives every day. 888-291-8000 is that number. Just 17 minutes left now in our pledge drive. Go, if you want to do it online, to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Yeah.
And now we go to a caller, Albert in El Paso, Texas, listening on 1150 AM. Albert, what's your question for Jimmy Akin?
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. The question has to do with, was given to me by one of my children, who's an adult and well-read and everything. And it has to do with the phrase, the means does not justify the end. I don't know if it's a legal term or a theological term. But anyway, he says,
the end does not justify the means.
Mm-hmm. How can Jesus allow himself to be crucified for our sins? And I couldn't answer him.
Okay.
I have an answer now, but it's not in a theological. I wonder if you could help me with this question.
Well, so the crucifixion is something that was wrong for people to do. It was wrong for Pontius Pilate to order it. It was wrong for the soldiers to carry it out. It was wrong for the Jewish leaders to demand it because Jesus was an innocent. So it was wrong for them to do all those things. But that doesn't mean it was wrong for Jesus to allow himself to experience it. The reason he allowed himself to experience it was to save us from the consequences of our sins. And in that case, he didn't will his crucifixion not as an end. He didn't say, ooh, I want to be crucified. But he was willing to allow himself to experience an evil in order to save us. And it's somewhat analogous to the famous example of being in a foxhole during wartime, and someone tosses, you know, someone on the other side who's an enemy tosses a grenade into the foxhole where you and your fellow soldiers are. And in some of those situations, you know, the grenade's going to explode and kill everybody unless someone jumps on the grenade and absorbs that impact with their body, knowing that they're going to die as a result of absorbing that impact, but still saving everyone else in the foxhole. And in a sense, that's what Jesus did. He knew that all of us would experience horrible consequences for our sins unless he absorbed this evil, physical evil that he knew would kill him. It was like jumping on a grenade. And in that case, you're not causing your death. The grenade or the crucifixion is what's causing the death. It's the enemy that threw the grenade or the enemy that's crucifying you that's causing the death. You're simply allowing yourself to experience that evil in order to protect other people. So you're not willing the evil. You didn't want the evil, but you're willing to absorb that evil knowing it's going to cause your death in order to save others. And that's what Jesus did. And that's why it's also a heroic sacrifice for soldiers to jump on grenades and, yeah, and save their comrades. It's not immoral in that case. You don't will your death. It's not an end you're pursuing. And it's just a side effect of your action of saving other people. And so Jesus's death in that sense was something that was actually a good thing for him to accept because it saves us, but it was a bad thing for other people to do. In the same way, it's bad for enemy soldiers to throw a grenade, but it's good to save your buddies from the consequences of that.
Thank you so much, Albert. Jimmy, Trevor watching on YouTube Live asks this, can Roman Catholics venerate Orthodox saints like Gregory Palamas or St. Mark of Ephesus?
The church is actually pretty broad in terms of who people can privately venerate. You don't have to venerate someone who's been canonized. In fact, that's one of the steps in the canonization process is an inquiry, have the faithful started venerating this person on their own? That's one of the very preliminary steps that has to be met. What's required is that if a church is going to officially invoke someone's intercession or officially venerate them, then they have to be either an official saint or blessed. But if it's unofficial devotion, you can do it to anybody. You can unofficially honor anybody that you think is holy for their holiness. And that includes both the living and the dead. I mean, if someone's a very holy person in this life, I can honor them. If I think they lived a very holy life and are now with God, even though they're not canonized, I can still honor them for the holiness I believe them to have had. So it's quite possible. Also, you might want to check and see, are these individuals ones who aren't honored in any Catholic church? Because the Roman Catholic Church, which is to say the Latin Rite of the Catholic Church,
right,
is in communion with Eastern Catholic churches. And typically when a church comes back into union with the Catholic Church, all of the saints it had in its previous experience when it was still separate are included in those who are now venerated. And so even though particular figures may not be commonly honored in the Latin Rite of the Church, they may be honored in Eastern Catholic churches, and thus they would count as people who could not only receive, you know, private requests for intercession and veneration, but who could be publicly venerated and whose intercession could be publicly invoked.
Thank you for all who are watching us on YouTube Live. We go now to Dan in Hayes, Kansas, listening on 88.1 Divine Mercy Radio. Dan, your question for Jimmy Akin.
Hi. Hey, good to talk to you guys.
Likewise.
I love what you do. And welcome, Cy. Good to have you on the show.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
My question is, Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the Gospels, and we recite it in the Creed.
Mm-hmm.
Why, why didn't he conceive himself? He's God. Why didn't the Father conceive the Son like you normally would think?
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing it's a significant thing that it was the Holy Spirit rather than something else. And I wonder if there's any information out there or anything written about that.
Yeah. Well, it's something that we don't have a lot of data about. We have the statement in Luke when Mary asks how is she going to conceive the Son of God. The angel Gabriel tells her that the power of the Most High will overshadow you and the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and so the child that will be born of you will be holy. So we have that biblical data. But in terms of the interpretation of the data, presumably you're right. There is a significance to this, and it's open to theologians to speculate on what that significance is. One of the things that occurs to me, and, you know, I have a very small mind. I'm just a human being, and so I don't claim to fathom the divine mysteries very deeply. But one of the things that occurs to me is a well-known principle in theology that all three persons of the Trinity cooperate in every act outside of the Trinity that they perform. So it's the Father is the creator of the world, but he created it through the Son and the Holy Spirit. We have different verses of the Bible that indicate that the Son and the Holy Spirit were persons through whom the Father created the world. And it seems to me that this is something similar. This verse in Luke, again, indicates the Trinitarian aspect of the incarnation. The Father, by virtue of being the Father, is the one who from whom the incarnation flows. The Son is the one who becomes incarnate, and the Holy Spirit is the person through whom the Father brings about the incarnation. So the Holy Spirit does God's work in the world by actively causing Mary to become pregnant miraculously. And so you have all three persons of the Trinity cooperating in the act of the incarnation. There's likely to be a lot more depth to this mystery than what I'm able to read out of it. But it seems to me that at a minimum, one of the things that this text is trying to do is communicate to us the Trinitarian aspect of this mystery, just like there are Trinitarian aspects to the other divine mysteries, such as creation and redemption and so forth.
Thank you so much, Dan, for that question. Only a few more minutes with you, and that means only a few more minutes left in our pledge drive. Jimmy, we're down to less than 8 minutes to the top of the hour, and we're only on the air for fewer than – I said less than, but I meant fewer than 4 minutes.
People know what you mean. Do they? Let's not be grammar Nazis here.
I can't help it. No, I'm usually not, Jimmy.
but you're right. We have a very small amount of time left, and this is an opportune time to call because we have people standing by right now. As long as we have people on the phone lines, they will stay here. In order to help those people out and to take their donations and to thank them for their generosity. So while we still have time, we need to reiterate the number to call. It's 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. Call in while those customer service folks are here. They're waiting to help you right now. Don't let them down. Don't let the show down. You know, you listen to this show. You love this show. It needs your support in order to be able to continue and to grow and to thrive. Your generosity is what makes that possible. So by all means, call us now, 888-291-8000. This is the last time we're going to talk about it this quarter. It's going to be another quarter year, another 25% of the Earth's orbit around the sun, before we talk about this again. So this is the time we need to hear from you, especially if you've never pledged before. We have a constant need of new people, partly to replace people who aren't able to support us any longer because, you know, people pass on to their heavenly reward or their financial situation changes or they have other urgent life needs that come up. And so we can't assume that just because someone is supporting right now that they're always going to be able to support. Every nonprofit organization like Catholic Answers has to face the reality of attrition among its donors because people's life circumstances change and sometimes their lives even end. And so we need to find new friends who are willing to come on board, become part of the team, begin helping the work of Catholic Answers Live and Catholic Answers as a whole. So if you're someone who's never donated or if you're someone who's donated before but it's been a while, we need you as part of the Catholic Answers Live family. So please give us a call. The number is 888-291-8000. It's the perfect time to call in. If you're listening to us by podcast or if you're listening in another country or if you're driving right now and you're not able to call, as soon as you can, go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make a donation. We've had that $5,000 challenge in this hour, and a lot of people have been responding to that, but we still need your help. Cy, want to thank you for an outstanding first drive as the new host of Catholic Answers Live. A real pro, and that bodes well. Your professionalism shows what we're going to be capable of doing on the show all year round. And I'll let you give the last encouragement to folks to help us stay on the air all year round.
Amen. And we'll be almost 100 million miles more around the sun by the time we come back to do this. So don't wait. Do it now. 888-291-8000. After we go off the air, there will still be people there to take your calls. 888-291-8000. You can continue to donate at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Catholic Answers is a gem. I am so pleased that I get to be part of this gem now, Jimmy, and thank you for those very kind words. But we want to continue to keep sharing it. We're coming now to the end of our pledge drive. We'll see you again tomorrow on Catholic Answers Live, but pick up that phone, 888-291-8000.